On September 5th, Donald Trump rescinded DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program created by President Obama. Nearly 800,000 individuals, including 17,000 living in Colorado, are at risk of deportation if Congress does not pass legislation by March 5th, 2018. December 8th is the last chance for a Clean Dream Act in 2017, and many House Democrats are threatening a government shutdown to get it passed. Protesters organized by the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition gather in Pueblo today to encourage Representative Scott Tipton to support former recipients of DACA before they are left in limbo.
My name is Stacy Dougherty, and I am pastor at Tabor Lutheran Church in Pueblo. I've had the opportunity to meet some of the Dreamers and their families. They work hard. Some of them are college students. One individual actually has a degree in chemistry from Colorado State University and is just waiting to get his documentation so that he can get his social security number and apply to medical school. All the young people I've met have been really hardworking and friendly and involved. They are here. They're our neighbors and friends, and they're valuable people in our community. So we're anxious to meet with Representative Tipton and discuss the legislation.
The DREAM Act is actually co-sponsored by Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner, but Tipton still has not shown his support for it. What would you say to him if you had the opportunity?
I would encourage him and say that this is not just an issue for immigrants, but I think it's an issue for all of us. The Dreamers and their family, they're our community members, they're co-workers, their neighbors, and I hope that Congress is able to pass a Clean Dreamers Act that will enable all these young people to stay here and have a resolution to their immigration status so that families don't have to be separated, so that they can keep on working and they can keep on going to school and pursuing their dreams.
And when people say a Clean Dream Act, what do they mean by clean?
A Dreamer Act that doesn't put other terms and conditions like building a wall. It's just about giving the Dreamers legal status and getting their immigration issues resolved, not putting additional things that really don't relate to this on the bill.
I'll just say my first name. Is that okay?
Of course.
So my name is Jaime. I came to the U.S. with my parents. We crossed the border with a visa when I was 5. I'm pursuing a degree in nursing at Colorado State University, eventually become an ICU nurse, and then continue my education to become a neurologist, which is my dream goal. That's what makes me happy, is serving others and helping other people.
You mentioned you were 5 years old when your parents brought you here. Was that from Mexico?
Yeah, it was from Mexico. To be honest, I don't know what that country is like. I don't even know my own family members just because we came here so young.
If you could talk to Tipton yourself, what would you say to him?
I would just tell him to look deep in his heart and remember us, that we can cause change and help the community and help others. We're not here to be criminals, and he needs to realize that we're doing good for other people that may benefit him or anyone around him. It feels horrible, honestly. It feels like your whole world just came crashing down like a fish out of water.
Thank you, Jaime, for agreeing to do an interview. Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Many other thousands of people might have the same story as I do. It may be worse. We don't know, but I appreciate you giving me the time to share my personal story.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.